Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Yisrael Shekibel Mekoyen Umelevi Hamasas Rebalim. If Yisrael received a field as a sharecropper from Mekoyen or Levi, the tithes belong to the owner. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Hakartali Shekibel Sodem Yerushalmi Masas Sheni Shirushalmi. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a person from the provinces received a field from a Yerushalmi, the Masas Sheni belongs to the Yerushalmi. The Chachamim say the person from the provinces is able to go up and eat it in Yerushalayim, so they should share the Ma'aser Sheni just as they share the produce itself. And the Gemara says, Al Datei Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu Koyen Tamei Shehaya Shutuf Im Tor, Shema Ein Chalkin B'Ma'asus. And the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if a Tamei Koyen was a partner with a Tor Koyen, wouldn't they divide the Ma'asus? Taman Yachol Lemoichem Na Koyen Tor Acher Bam Hacha. Sarech should say Hakartani La'alois V'Lechol B'Yerushalayim. The Gemara answers that in that case he could sell his portion to a Torah Koyen, but here he can't sell Ma'aser Sheni to someone else, so he himself must bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Hamakabel Zeisim LaShemen K'shem SheCholkin B'Chulin Kach Cholkin B'Truma. One who receives as a sharecropper olive trees to make oil, whether the owner is a Koyen or Yisrael, just as they divide the Chulin, so they divide the Truma and Ma'aser. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yisrael Shekibel Mekoyen Umelevi Zeisim LaShemen Oinamachzischa Hamasus Labalim. Rabbi Yehuda says if a Yisrael received olive trees from a Koyen or a Levi to make oil, or for half the profit, the Masus belong to the Koyen or Levi owner. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Avad Zeisim Kakarka Rabbanan Le'Avdin Zeisim Kakarka. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda viewed olive trees like fields, and the Rabbanan didn't. Me'ata Ein Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Kubelezer, Drebelezer, Omar, Hamasus, Shelahen, Shamanaskain, Bo, Vachi, Koyen, Velevi, Shekiblu, Zeisim, should say Miesol, Hamasus, Shelahen, Shamanaskain, Bo. If so, if Rabbi Yehuda reasons like Drebelezer, who says that if a Koyen or Levi receives a field from Miesol, the Maises are theirs, because they come under that condition, here also if a Koyen or Levi received olive trees for oil from Miesol, the Maises are theirs, because they come under that condition. Parasa shel koyen shehaisa shuma etzol yisol v'yalda b'chor ha-b'chor l'koyen to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosefta says that from Rabbi Yehuda that if a koyen's cow was appraised and given to Yisol, and they agree that if it improved they would split the profit, if it gave birth to a firstborn it belongs to the koyen, as assumedly the koyen withheld the rights to a firstborn calf. V'chachamayim eina b'chor el l'shneyen, and Chum say no, it belongs to both of them. Amalehen Rabbi Yehuda Rida said to the Chachamim, Yatem Moidim Li B'Masas Sadeyu Shushaloi, don't you agree that the masses of a field would belong to the Koyen? Amroi the Chachamim replied, Mipnei She'asade Gufa L'Koyen V'Apar Gufa L'Shneim, Aval Af Apar Im Haisa Gufa L'Koyen HaBechor L'Koyen. The Chachamim say there, it's because the field itself belongs to the Koyen, but here, the cow belongs to both of them, since the Yisrael accepted complete responsibility for it. But even with a cow, if the Koyen only gave it for them to divide the offspring, and the responsibility for it still rests on him, the firstborn goes to him. V'tani kein, Hasham, ba'acharayas, shnehem, ba'aseicha, I should say, ba'acharayas, and noisen. We have a price that supports this. When they appraised it, they are both responsible. If one rents it, the landowner is responsible. Koyen shenosan moyes liyisrael, likach lai bahen peyos, l'machas scha, amalai hoisiru, oi pachsu, shali, v'amas shecha, muta. The Tosefta says if a Koyen invested money for Yisrael to buy fruits to sell and share the profits with him, and the Koyen said to him that if the fruits will increase or decrease in value, I accept the gain or the loss, and the masses that you are required to separate before you give me my share should be yours as part of your payment, that's permitted. Yisrael shenosan moyes lekoyen likach lebayin peyus lemachzis scha amalei hoisiru aipachzu shali v'amaisois shelcha v'nosvei schawe muta v'mlav asa. If Yisrael invested money for a Koyen to buy fruits and sell and share the profits, and Yisrael said that if the fruits increase or decrease in value, I accept the gain or loss and the maisers are yours, then if Yisrael pays the Koyen in full for his efforts without reducing it because of the maisers, it's permitted. If not, it's prohibited. Yisrael shayim moiche zeisim b'shishim log tvulim amulai tenam li b'ani noisen lach shishim log mutukonim muta. The Tosefta says if Yisrael was selling olives and wanted 60 log of tevel oil as payment, if the Kohen said to him, give them to me and I'll give you 60 log of tithed oil, that's permitted. Shishim log tevulim v'ani v'at cholkim es ha-masus asa. But if there were 60 log of tevel oil and he said, you and I will divide the maisus, that is prohibited. Kedai avle kule muta kedai avle palga asa. The Gemara asks, why is the second case worse than the first case? Rabbi Yosi kan b'mavirch loy v'tani kain im haya mavirch loy asa mishum ribis mishum bizayin kodshim. Rabbi Yosi answers that in the second case, as also taught in Abaisa, the Yisrael gains a form of interest as he extends the time for receiving payment of the 60 log for the price of receiving half the maisis. It's also a disgrace of holy items to use them for this purpose.